Good morning. We had a really exciting week last week with the dollar yen tanking from 105.47 in Asia to 101.19 on the news of Trump's election victory. But then the sentiment has really changed completely after Trump's well-behaved victory talk, and we saw a lot of risk appetite in the market, with dollar yen really the biggest winner, and we have seen a bull run in the dollar for last few days. And if you look at the daily chart, I have been bullish on the dollar yen last time, well, when it broke above the October's high, 105.53, and it was a very choppy market. We saw a move down to 101.19 first last week, but then subsequently we saw the rally above 105.53, and most importantly the reaction high at 107.49 made in July. It really is the end of the bearish scenario on the dollar yen, and I would elaborate later on why I am bullish on the dollar yen in the coming weeks, if not months. So we saw the dollar yen touching a 5-month high yesterday, 108.54, and today we've seen the US dollar giving up its gains, so looks like we're going to see a bit of consolidation from here before we see a dollar yen moving higher. So I think that buying dollar yen on dips between 107.70, 107.50 area for a resumption or up move would be the recommended trade for the week. And looking at daily chart, you can see that the next upside chart objective is 111.45. That's the high made in May. So the daily indicators, MACD, RSI, stochastics are pointing higher. So these technical indicators support a bullish scenario on the dollar. Just quickly on the daily chart. So once we have entered the long dollar position, we have two upside targets to aim for. The first one would be 109.20, the first upside target, and the other one would be 110.30. That's the upside target if you're a day trader looking at the dollar to move in the next few days, or maybe in a week ahead. And the downside, if we close below 106.90, then the risk would increase for a stronger pullback to 106 figure 10 area before we see a dollar resuming its uptrend. Now, on the bigger picture, perhaps we can look at the weekly chart. So that's a very interesting chart up here. So it looks like that I think most of the dollar bears have been bombed out now by last week's rally. And if we close this Friday above 107.49, so that's the reaction high from the 2.5-year low made this year at 99 figure. So we close above 107.49 this Friday at New York close, then the bullish scenario would be reinforced quite strongly, because this will indicate the entire correction from last year's near 13-year high at 125.86. At least the first leg of correction has ended. So once we see an end of a first leg of correction, we will see the dollar yen retracing higher. So the minimum 38.2% retracement of this entire move from 125.86 to 99 even is 109.26. And the upside triangle breakout from a daily chart that you saw earlier is pointing at 113.5. So that maybe we're better not to get overly bullish on that, but at least we can aim for 50% retracement of the entire long-term downtrend from 125.86 next year, and the upside target is pointing at 112.43. So, and on the downside, if we go back below 105.53, then this bullish scenario will be put into questions. But for now, buy dollar and wear diamonds. So that's my take on the dollar yen.